Blog Talk Radio.
You, oh man, you already know what the fuck this is. PSA motherfucking radio right here, live and direct. What's going on, my bro Dre 3 Letterman? What's good, G?
What's popping out here, my nigga? PSA podcast, man. PSA radio, man. Out here.
We're working, bro. We are working. That's what we do.
Working.
We got a special. We got a guest calling up here in a few minutes, but man, should we talk the battle before or after? What you think?
What's that?
We should talk to. We should do our recap after, huh?
Oh yeah, yeah. Let's do it after and shit though. But it should be
you
a 202 number calling up though. You heard Timbo?
Okay, cool. All right, cool. I'll be looking for that. It's going to be crazy, man. This guy is making a lot of noise right now.
I just want to give the youngin' a chance to express himself and give him a platform to
that's what we
know,
do, bro.
Yeah, that's what we do. You know what I'm saying? Old cats, new cats, niggas in between is pause. It ain't nothing just to come give young bull a chance. You know what I'm saying? Because his name is really...
Yes, exactly.
His name was really running this weekend. On Bone Legacy, I heard his name in a lot of recaps. And when there's more than one person saying your name in recaps and respected bloggers who went to the event, that's like, yo, this cat's a problem. And I'm seeing other battle rappers saying that, then, you know, the gassing can't be gassing.
Exactly. You got to see that it's real if people are saying it, you know, especially vets too, right? Vets were saying this.
Yeah,
year,
vets.
Oh, huh?
Yeah, that's also.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And league owners, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So they see promising, son. So, you know what I'm saying? Just want to dig his brain, see where he came from, battle league, talk about his future, what he got planned on doing. You know what I'm saying? Who was of interest when he came up with, what made him want to battle and shit, you know what I mean?
I feel you, man. Let's get the man on right now. Let's welcome him. First to PSA Radio, man. Let's get him on the
Word.
Show. New Jersey Twerk. Twerk, what's good, bro?
Yo, y'all can hear me?
Yeah, Twerk, what's good, my nigga? You good? What's good, brother?
What's good, guys? How y'all?
We good, my G. Welcome to PSA,
bro.
Man.
Absolutely.
Yo.
Yo.
What's the response you've been getting in your battle with Dougie, my nigga? What's the response you've been getting and shit?
Oh, man, like, most of these niggas ain't even really seen the battles. Tell you the truth, man.
Okay? Like, the people at the venue, though, after the battle, like the response you got from the people after the battle.
After the battle, like when I hopped off stage, I think the first nigga to come up to me was Daylight. Now I was about to walk, and Daylight stopped me. It's like,
wow.
Yo, like, what are you? And I'm like, yo, like, you feel me? Because, like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't no boozy nigga, regardless. I'm a fan of this shit. I've been watching Smack since I was a pup. You feel what I'm saying? So,
right,
like,
of course.
Daylight, I'm like, yo, this nigga Daylight? Like, nigga come up to me, like, yo, I told these niggas. I'm like, yo, this nigga watch my battle? Like, feel me? But it's like, I'm a prideful nigga. At the end of the day, I'm humble. But, you
right.
know, nigga got too much testosterone to be up in all these niggas' faces, like, shotgun shit, like, oh, I'm a huge fan. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't give it up like that. You know what I'm saying? I just
right.
play this. I just be cool, but I'd be dead-ass starstruck.
Yeah.
Like, even when I got on the stage, like, I was dumb nervous. You feel me? Being around all these niggas, like, so forth. For them niggas to come up to me, I was like, yo, that's crazy. Like, you feel what I'm saying? That shit is crazy.
Yeah.
So, like, the first
do you
thing,
also,
the first
do
thing I spoke to was Daylight. And then was Chess. And, yo, the nigga Chess, bruh, he young as hell. Like, I'm older than him. I'm 22 years old, and I'm older than him. And the nigga just mad intellectual, like, feel me? Like, the nigga just, you know what I'm saying? I sat and talked to the nigga for a little minute, like, feel me? He just, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to get into details about, you know, too much of what we talked about, like. But,
right.
You know what I'm saying? The nigga Chess definitely a cool-ass, down-to-earth nigga, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He just put you on the game, right? That's all.
Yeah, word is life. And then Jazz, like after I got off stage, Jazz walked up to me. She said, yo, oh, shit, my bad. Hey, yo, she said, yo, Shotgun Suge want me to introduce you to him. For me, I got introduced to Shotgun Suge. Like, these is niggas that, you feel me? You know what I'm coming from? Like, these niggas, like, yo, like, I watch these niggas. And now, like, I'm in these niggas' face, like, you know what I'm saying?
Do you feel like at a certain point, though, like, yeah, you know, you want to be cool with them and stuff like that, but you kind of keep your space a little bit because you never know if you're going to catch one of these dudes in the ring.
They keep it funky with you, bro. I don't know none of these niggas, bro. You feel me?
Yeah.
I know how that shit go, like, feel me? Not knowing niggas and like, a first impression is cool than anything, but you feel me? I hate to be a gullible, naive type of nigga, because I don't be knowing niggas' intentions and all of that shit. Like, I don't be knowing that shit. So.
I feel you.
Keep my business, like, with all these niggas. Like, one nigga is like this. Like, you go, one nigga, I'm taking with me. One nigga I do fuck with though, like off the rap tip, the nigga too. I fuck with that nigga. I don't know if y'all ever heard of him. Boy, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Toop Watson.
Oh,
y'all ever heard of him?
What's his name?
Toomey.
Toop Watson.
Keith Watson. Nah, my brother, I never heard of him.
You definitely missing out, bro. Like, boy, it's fire. And he a real humble nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Feel me? That's one nigga. That's one. Like, I talk to a nigga out here, his rounds and all that. Like, nigga is dumb cool. Like, as far as I'm saying, relationships with these guys, like, they cool. You feel me? But I don't really know him like that. I would have to get.
Right.
I would have to get to know him. Feel me? Like, I know certain niggas like Knowles. That's a genuine nigga. Boy could be an asshole. He ain't never been an asshole to me. But I see him be an asshole to other people. Like, the nigga knows, bro. He funny as a bitch, though. Like, what do you mean? Funny as a bitch. Like, I see him watch, like, this nigga live video. Like, this nigga is hilarious. Feel me? Like, niggas like Mike P, they like Jazz. Like, these are people like, that back me, like, genuine people. You feel me? People that's up there in this battle rap world. That, you know what I'm saying, shouldn't really even give a fuck about me or what the fuck I'm doing, but they take the time out of their day to co-sign a, you know what I'm saying? People like that, like, I fuck with them. I definitely fuck with them, you know? As far as battle rap people, you know what I'm saying?
And let's call it what it is, Twerk. You probably ruffle a few feathers because you the new guy coming into the school. And you already on Born Legacy and shit. But you know what? Fuck how niggas feel, my nigga. How you got here is how the fuck you got here. Now, this is how I got introduced to you, my nigga.
Uh-huh.
I see niggas is talking about New Jersey Twerk. Now, to be fair, when I first heard your name, my nigga, it threw me off. I'm going to keep it real with you, young boy.
<He's> like, oh, you know.
It threw me off. I'm like, yo, what is this? Now, once I seen people talking about you, I said, you know what I need to do? I need to do my motherfucking homework. So I go back to your battles. I know you're under the umbrella of the Showtime battle arena.
Right.
That's where you did most of your work. So I watch your battle with Red Handed, Ripper, C Dollars, Big Homie, Dynamo Dan. So those are the battles I've been watching the last couple of days. And my nigga, what I've seen from your battles, this is the impression that I get, that you're a young cat that got a lot of aggression, a lot of energy, and I think that's going to work well in the URL for you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Can you tell us a little bit about Showtime Battle Arena and what that meant to you? Because were you the face of that?
Man, Showtime, man. God, man. I try to keep that shit short because I swear to God, man, I'll be sitting up here talking to you for I was talking about Showtime, man. Like dead ass, though, like on a serious note, like, you know what I'm saying? I first started battling. When I started battling, my man Shane Bing had just got home. I'm saying he just got home for, I think, a 7-year bid. So he came home, he had did a battle. And when he came home, he said, yo, Twerk, because I was rapping, right? I was just making music. I was never, and this was 3 years ago. I just started battling 3 years ago. So the nigga said, he said, yo, Twerk, man, you need to get in the ring, feel me? So I battled a nigga named Guap, which wasn't on Showtime, it was on DMV Battle League. So I battled him, and the nigga named Sean Hoffa was there. He's one of the man. He's management for Showtime Battle Arena. So instantly after the battle, he picked me up. You know what I'm saying? Ever since then, I've been rocking. I'm like, man, these niggas, whatever I ask for, man, they make that shit happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of a lot of cats there that get overlooked. Like my nigga Luke Castro, fire nigga. Donimo Dan, crazy. Short Fuse, crazy. Like, over there, man, some crazy niggas. Mick Shaddy, Flash, Lino, Up North, Live from there. Like, these niggas that I'm naming, like, these niggas is crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm just blessed to be one of the niggas from Showtime to get picked up. You feel what I'm saying? Because it's mad talent over there. You know what I'm saying? Showtime, Battle Arena, man. It speaks for itself, man. I can't really tell you. I can't even put this shit in words, my nigga. I'm so grateful for that league, like, and I wear them niggas on my back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Is it more like? Go ahead, Timo.
I was gonna say I kind of wanted to ask this question ever since you were gonna come on the show. I had a question: how you got your name, my G? How did you get that? Where did that come from?
To keep it funky with you, right?
Yeah.
I'm from Trenton, New Jersey. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, like, from up top, back in the day, twerk meant work. Like, niggas say, yo, I'm going to put in this twerk. Like, and I was I was a young cat, you feel me? And growing up, I don't speak on too much on credentials, but, you know what I'm saying? It speaks for itself. Like, I was running around, you know what I'm saying? Doing certain shit, you know what I'm saying? And henceforth, that's where I got my name from, you feel me? So it's like running around. I was putting in work at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? So that's where I got my name from, twerk.
Mm-hmm.
I done had that name since forever. Before this whole dancing shit was even,
yeah.
To keep it funky, I thought twerking, like twerking, the word twerking, like bitches dancing, I thought that shit came from Virginia. I don't know where the fuck it came from. The first time I heard it was in Virginia. Like the dancing term, like, you know what I'm saying? But that's where my name comes from. Like, you can speak to any nigga that know me, man, any nigga that know me personally, they tell you, like, you know what I'm saying? It's there, like, yeah, man.
Okay. Gotcha. Like, Now, Twerk, let me ask you another question, my brother. What battles or which battlers were you watching that made you want to get into battle rap?
To keep it funky, I didn't watch no battlers that make me get into battle rap. I've been influenced by, once I was already into battle rap, but no battlers made me get into battle rap. The person who got me into battle rap is Shane Bang. His name is Shane Bang. He did a couple battles, but he had just came home. You know what I'm saying? So he was battling. He battled, I think, a nigga named Priest. I think it was. He rapped, though. He don't really battle. He rapped. Like, nigga, it's fire. My man Shane Bang, the nigga is crazy. He's from Halifax, VA. You know what I'm saying? But he got me into battle rap. And then once I started battle rapping, I was influenced by certain battle rappers. Like, to keep it funky, I'm from Jersey, but there's not too many Jersey battle rappers that I really get down with. Like, my favorite Jersey battle rapper, I would say, probably Johnny Alcatraz.
Really?
That nigga.
Wow.
Johnny Alcatraz is crazy.
No. Don't get me fucked up. Mine is the tongue ring. That nigga's battle against Clean and that nigga's battle against Ill Will was fire.
I got a nose ring, my nigga. So it's like.
Nose ring is better than a tongue ring, but that's a different story.
I ain't gonna lie.
Tupac didn't have a tongue ring. Let's be real. But I get you.
I would never get a tongue ring,
right.
But I don't discredit him for his
No.
I feel you.
Twerk.
Yeah,
that's what I was saying, my G. Twerk.
Like, the bars are there. Like, my name is Twerk.
Yeah,
and it bring mad controversy, though. So it's like, it wasn't on purpose, but it's kind of a good thing in the long run. So it's like, it's bringing mad attention. Like, I was talking to my homies, like, yo, man, is my name really that fucked up, man? Like, but it's like, publicity. It's like publicity. Any publicity is publicity. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Are you worried when you start going up against these name flip kings and shit like that? It's like, yo, that's all my hair.
No, because, listen, bro, that's the thing. That's why I love it so much. Because
it's going to be so
name
easy
flip
to
me
do.
To death?
Yeah.
You want name flip me to death?
Yeah.
I'm going to kill you. You get up here talking about twerk this, twerk that. I'm going to smoke your boots. You must smoke your balls.
Yeah.
Like, it's that simple. You get up here talking about twerk this, twerk. That's why me and Dougie, a lot of people say, 3021. Nah, that shit, when it come out, it's just going to be debatable. Because Boy is like maybe the only nigga I battled that wasn't already on that twerk shit. He was coming with bars. Like, that nigga was coming with the bars. Like, he was rapping. He came to rap. He ain't coming to name flip me to death. He came to rap. So any nigga come with that name flipping old Tory, your boost is mine. You know what I'm saying? It's over with. Like, It's over with. Twerk this, flip my neck. Go ahead, my nigga. That's just bait, my nigga.
My name is bait.
That shit gonna reel you in, and then I'm gonna fucking cook you on the grill. I'm gonna take the scales off the fish, and then we gonna eat. You feel something like that?
I like that talk. I like that talk, young boy. I like that talk.
That's the facts, and I'm a humble nigga, but that's just the facts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, who you want next, my nigga? Anybody that you want? Anybody looking at, like, bro, I want, you know what I'm saying? Norbs and them talk to you about next event?
I mean, I got Gluezy next, Born Legacy 4. I ain't request Gluezy, but I'm gonna keep it funky with you. I'm gonna keep it real funky with you, bro. Like, any nigga that you already put in front of me, I'm not gonna be like, I don't want to battle. I don't give a fuck who it is. I don't give a fuck who. I don't give a fuck if this nigga's a mice or he's a man. We gonna battle. All right, that's how I give it up. That's how I always gave it up. I don't give a fuck who it is. Like, I done been in front of corny. I done been in front of corny rappers battling. I don't give a fuck who it is. That's me. He's this nigga or the wackest nigga. We gonna battle. All right, that's how I'm going. You put him in front of me, we're going to battle. I don't give a fuck. And that's how I'm always going to be. As long as I keep this attitude, I'm going to be good. That's how I look at it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't fuck who it is, bro. You going to put me in front of old Solo. I'm going to eat that nigga. He ain't corny, wacky, bitch. Him up. I don't give a fuck who it is. I don't give a fuck who it is, my nigga. Like, fuck who it is. Feel me? He can be whack, dope, the greatest nigga alive. You feel me? I battle Obama in the White House.
Yo, Twerk, one thing you got to worry about, though, my nigga, once you start bubbling, if you not notice what's going on in battle rap, that everybody's forming teams, don't be surprised a nigga try to grab you up. I'm not saying what to do, but I hope you get get your feet wet before you join any squad or anybody come out at you about that shit.
As of right now, I'm fucking with the nigga Daylight, the excellent shit. I'm fucking with that shit.
Oh.
But I got my own squad up north, La Familia, even before
La Familia,
got
yeah.
Oh, shit.
You see that one day, please?
So yeah, you and Daylight.
I got my own squad up north, La Familia, man. It consists of my nigga Flash, my nigga Reno Brown, my nigga TC, my nigga Bully, my nigga Ace Boogie. All these niggas, you feel what I'm saying? So like, as far as that group shit, I ain't really with all that. Feel me? Like, let's get down with Dot Mob and I'm good. Like, I ain't really with all that.
But you were saying you and Daylight have connected though. There's been conversations of y'all.
Like, so he brought when he brought the opportunity to me, it wasn't on a group type of thing. Feel me? It was more as yo, cause Daylight, he's real marketable. Feel what I'm saying?
Very much so.
I can get you in this position where it's like this. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Sorry, before you go, man, you got any bars?
My bad. I couldn't hear you. I had the volume down.
You got any bars?
Bars who?
You got any bars to spit on deck? You got bars on deck to spit? What's good? Put you on the spot. Give me some bars.
Jeez, man, let me see.
Give me what you got. Give me some fire. We want some fire.
Get some shit from Gluezy. Let's go.
Nah, I can't leak that. I can't leak that. I ain't even got no battle bars in the cup, but size 4.
It don't got to be battle bars. Just give me something. Give me a nice 16 right quick.
A quick 16?
Yeah.
Let me see. I'll give you a quick 16. I said it was all good just a month ago. The shit I did ain't make a lot of sense. If I needed a new fit, I would take it out of rent. Locked down 23-1. Think about my bitch. Transport to my wrist. I pick up the click quick and shit. I'm trying to get some closure. Then she hit me with eviction notice. But sounded happy on the phone because my son had 9 months, but daddy coming home to see him born. She optimistic. All the way ain't got a pot to piss in. She still solid with the shit. Put up the tax money, made deposits on the crib. I follow the drip. These raindrops only bring a drop quicker. You see the path in your route switch up. Word, it ain't take a cracker to show me it's something about niggas. They interfere with demeanors of the house niggas. Last and least, I mentioned drought as a cash decrease. They be asking for a raise like master, please. My old comrades had massive needs. Was slow to go to war with a fast retreat. But all the fake soldiers from my past deceased. It's crazy how I'm winning from my last defeat. Ask the priest, they cast demons down a one-way street. They shortly get tortured by the ones they keep. In the last hours, days, some say weeks. Then Satan coming home for a Sunday feast. I chose to ride. Bow your hands, close your eyes. Say a prayer for those that died. I'm alive again, trying to figure why my pride is bent. Probably because I lost every time I tried to win. Like Allen Iverson, how I peeled through the lane. Drop 40 plus and still lose the game. Man, fuck, you know what I'm saying? Shit like, light shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, Twerk, my nigga, we appreciate you coming up here, my nigga. Whatever you need from us, we gonna hold you down, my nigga. We really appreciate you, brother, for rocking with us. You dig?
That's about nothing. When P hit me, he said, man, I'm trying to get you on there, man. I said, bro. I said, bro, man, whatever y'all niggas need me to do, bro, consider that shit done. Like, that's the least I can do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the least I can do. Hop on the radio station for y'all, man. That's the least I can do. Feel me?
But, my nigga, whatever you need us to do, if you want to come here talk your shit, you want to promote a battle, you want to promote music, whatever you do, we'll hold you down, my young boy. You feel me?
It's like, well, shit, man. New Jersey Twerk versus Blue Easy, Born Legacy 4. I don't know the fucking date yet. But shit, man, when I finally get, man, I'll let y'all niggas know. And Gluezy's a fucking dead cracker, you heard? Dead cracker.
Yo,
fuck that.
What is life, man? 10 cracking like a 90s rapper. He's a dead cracker, all that.
Yo, Twerk.
Nope.
And when your battle drops, we'll get you back here the night your battle drops, all right? The night your battle drops, we want you back up here.
Yo, I'm here, bro. Whenever y'all, listen, man. Y'all got this number, man. Whenever y'all need me, man, you shoot me. Nah, matter of fact, don't shoot me a text because I'm not going to see that shit. Call me. It's nice, bro. I'm going to keep talking with
you. I got
you. Looking at text message. Like, call me. Whenever y'all need me on here, bro, y'all call me, bro. I'm going to be the, I don't give a fuck. If I get up there with loaded luck status, at, y'all niggas call me and I'm on here. Feel me? I'm like that. Like, I'm like
no
that.
No doubt, my nigga. Love.
Feel me?
Twerk, man, hold it down, my nigga.
Battle arena, man.
Yo, Twerk, hold it down. Welcome to URL. Make your name, do your thing, my nigga. God bless you, my nigga. You feel me?
God bless y'all, man. I appreciate all that.
Salute, Twerk. You already, my nigga.
Appreciate you, bro.
All right, Twerk.
We'll be with y'all.
Shout out, Twerk, man. Duh, humble guys, right?
Yeah. Very humble dude, my G. I like, and that's what everybody's been saying. I seen Daylight did an interview on Queens Flip, and that's all Daylight kept talking about was this nigga for like 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Kept talking
about
Twerk. I'm like, well, damn. I had to do some investigative reports, had to knock down some doors and be like, yo, I need to holler at this young boy. Me and Timo need to holler at this cat for real.
Leave it to Dre to do that, yo. That shit was crazy. Shout out Twerk, man.
Yeah, shout out
really
Twerk, man. Shout out Twerk.
I hope he has a really good long career, you know?
Yeah, off the humbleness alone. You feel me?
Yep.
You know?
Dre, I was surprised, probably as surprised as you were, to hear who he fucks with in Jersey.
Yeah.
Only Johnny Alcatraz. That might
I wish we'd have followed up on that.
We fucked
up, Timbo. We fucked up. Me and you are better than that. I really wish we'd have follow up, but how come usually young niggas be like Surf, Arsenal, Johnny Alcatraz?
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna shade to Johnny Alcatraz. I'm just like,
not at all. It might be, you know, here's the thing. Is that more shade to like Surf and Ars for not contacting these young boys? Like, look, welcome to the league.
Right?
You know?
Wow. I didn't even look at it that
way,
my
G.
You know what I mean?
Is that more of a thing to them? Like, yo, this dude is going off. He's on URL. Why don't you reach out to him? He's Jersey.
Yeah. I think that's more that's wow. I never looked at it that way. That is
true,
though, because Arsenal's never grabbed anybody that's young on his team. Even though I don't know if he has a squad. Surf.
Come on. Exactly.
Yeah, Surf ain't never done that shit. Who else? Suge ain't never done it. Or Red ain't really making noise like to do
I
that.
I want
to
meet him. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Suge did say that. Yeah, good looking out.
You know, somebody, like, you know, he didn't even say Suge. He was like, yo, I fuck with Johnny. That's it.
That threw me off. Like, the record just
crazy.
Stopped.
Yeah, it's like, whoa.
Wow.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to Twerk. He says, oh, man, welcome to the URL, like you said. Hope
yeah,
to see
man.
More of this young dude. Glueezy versus New Jersey Twerk going down at Born Legacy 4, date to be announced. We're going to put
exclusive.
This shit out. You guys already know what the fuck. Exclusive right there, man. Exclusive right there. Dre, let's get into a battle recap. What do you think, sir?
Let's get it, sir. Let's get it.
All right. So, battle recap happening right now. Bullpen Battle League. Shout out to our bro, John Adon. Good friend of the show. Good dude.
Word.
Bullpen Battle League. Sharone versus K-Shine has dropped. We've had a chance to listen, to watch it, of course. All this stuff. Dre, how'd you score this one, bro?
Now, first of all, this battle is supposed to happen on the strength of we've seen what happened with the 2-on-2 battles with fucking K-Shine and DNA against 100 Bullets and Sharone. We all know about the slap, the hat off the head. So this forces them to do a 1-on-1. Off the rip, though, let me just say this, Timbo. In the beginning of the battle, my nigga, I like the intro of the battle with the theme music. That shit sounds real wavy. How they got the other battles in the background play with the theme music. I actually like that shit, man. Round one, Shine, the Smack Don't Flip line was cool. I also like the subtitles. What the bullpen does, how they bring the music back in. Like, they bring the bars back with some music and shit.
I like that a lot. It's something different. I agree. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Tom Biggs. I know he's the one that does that. So, even though I don't know if he fucks with me or not, but shout out to you because I give niggas their props regardless. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. Yes, sir.
Shine spent most of the round talking about Punk and Sharone. I mean, one thing Shine will always depend on is energy. We know that already. The Pokemon ball was cool, but I'm going to say this right now on PSA.
Uh-oh.
After December 31st, 2016, my niggas, we're going to retire Pokemon bars. December 31st. We have to December 31st, and that shit's going to get retired, hopefully. Round one, Timbo. Shine round one was cool. Energy was there. It was
beatable. Definitely
beatable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Round one, Sharone. This dude, Sharone, sets off his round on rebuttaling Shine's Kimon line. And that shit was
fire.
Fucking fire. Like, I can't even emphasize the word fire. Like, think about it, Timbo. To set off your first round with a rebuttal haymaker, like, that just negated everything Shine said to me from the jump. You know what I'm saying? But you acting like a broad in Atlanta. Who you trying to pander to? I dropped 30 on some shit at retirement. Dropped 60 like Kobe, some shit like that. That shit was fire.
Yeah.
You choking battles, stink quicker. He ain't good on the fly, cheap zippers. That nigga Sharone, man. Bruh, I clearly gave Sharone round one. Like, clearly. Like, no filler, clever bars, jokes, performance. That's why he called himself the alleged smack killer, man. Because that motherfucker, no matter what you motherfuckers don't like Sharone, that motherfucker be spitting, bro. Straight up and down. Simple, you know I always ride with Sharone. I don't give a fuck about none of that nerd shit. I know niggas don't like his delivery and all that, but Sharone can rhyme.
I wanted to say this real quick. Shout out to, like you said, the editing of this battle, first of all. How it looked, how it sounded, everything like that. It was crisp, it was clean, I had no issues, nothing like that. And it was fire. It was fire. That rebuttal by Sharone, though, that was it. You know he wasn't going downhill from there. I felt like, yo, after this rebuttal, if he just, you know, doesn't slip up or anything, he got this round. To be totally honest with you, that rebuttal was crazy.
Mm.
And I mean, he was beasting on it, man. Killing it.
Beasting.
Killing it. Yeah. Crazy.
So
Sharon.
So round one, we get clearly Sharon Temple, like clearly.
Clear. Mm-hmm.
And then round two, Timbo, Shine attempts to rebuttal Sharon's shit. It didn't work, Shine. I'm sorry, my nigga. You stumbled a couple of times in this round. The Atlanta Hawks, D. Howard line was okay. And Timbo, did Shine purposely try to stall or did he forget his rhymes a little bit so he tried to get in Sharon's face? Like, to me, you're wasting fucking time, Shine. Did you not hear what Sharon said to you in the first round, my nigga? Did you not hear this fucking hot lava? He just spit
you know,
the
I
first
think
round,
he,
my
he, I think he knew he was losing is what it was. He knew he had gotten hit really bad in that first round. He was stumbling. He was like, yo, he knows he had to have known Sharon was coming on his shit. You know what I mean? So I feel like he was like, yo, I got to do something.
Bro, you have to know that. Sharon ain't scared of battle nobody, my nigga. He battled Pat State, Arsenal.
I know.
Shotgun Shug. He ain't scared of nobody, bro. I don't know. For real. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
If you notice, Timbo, at the end of his round, he said some shit like, oh, I wrote this second round coming off the plane? My nigga, what? So, translation, Shine, no disrespect, my nigga. If you're saying that to the public, that's just telling me that you wasn't prepared, my nigga. And like Timbo said, alluded a second ago, you knew that this could be, you didn't know, you had to know this could be ugly, bro. A nigga that could freestyle rebuttal, this is not fucking, oh, solo, you're battling, my nigga.
Yeah. It's a fact. He didn't come. I was very underwhelmed by his first and second round. Honestly, his performance in the whole battle. But yeah, he was slipping up. He tried to like get the attention off the fact that he was losing too. So that's the reason for getting in Sharon's face, getting all in his feelings and shit like that. So I had Sharon clear in the second as well.
And then you're playing the race card bars. Okay, China, if you're gonna play the race card, Black Lives Matter.
Super
at least incorporated
weak.
With
super
fire,
weak.
My nigga. That shit was kind of weak, my dude. I'm sorry, my nigga. I understand the message, but the delivery and the translation behind the motherfucker, it didn't translate well for me. And then fast forward to Sharon rebuttaling that, what you did, pulling the race card in the second round. I mean, come on, my nigga. The y'all say hands don't shoot. I say gun on up, shoot back. Come on, my dude. That's Sharon guy haymakers, bro. Haymakers, man.
Crowd
his wordplay is
with
phenomenal.
Too, Dre.
Yes, ooh, talk about it, Timbo. Talk
too,
about
man.
It. Has
they
he...
were going crazy for Sharon, bro. Crazy.
Sean, let's be real, my nigga. It's a bunch of black niggas in the audience, my G. This ain't Canada, bro. You feel me? All them niggas looking at you wearing iced up jewelry. You got the hat matching the belt and all that fly shit. That shit ain't gonna work when it's trying to ding 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 and get it popping, my nigga. It's just not. You feel me? It's just not. My nigga Sharon was styling on this nigga. Sharon was doing some melodic type rap. Like, he was styling on this dude, son. 2-0 clear, Timbo. 2-0 clear. Like,
no,
clear
2-0,
no man.
No question. No question.
Clear
2-0.
We don't even need to do the third round. It's a fucking 30. 30 for me.
30.
30. Clear 30, man.
It was 30 after 2, Dre. Dead ass.
Sean, come on, my nigga. Nah, bro. You know what I'm saying? I understand you had airport situations and da 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 da. You're probably, but my nigga, come on, son. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying Sean was terrible. He wasn't terrible because his third round heated up a little bit, but you ain't win that round. And Sharon had bars, my nigga, because they had to stop him a couple times. So he came in there with bars.
Yep.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Shine just did not seem prepared for what Sharon was coming with. It's pretty much all it looked like to me. I'm going to be honest with you. It didn't look like he was prepared. He was like, yo. But you got
to
prepare for Sharon.
You have gotta
to,
know, bro.
That he's going to come ready. That he's going to come ready. You know, they didn't name him the Smack Killer for nothing.
Yeah.
Real shit.
Yeah.
It wasn't just given to him for no reason. You know, so. It was getting bad. Bro.
Shout out to Sharon. 3-0. Yeah.
3-0.
And that's why I say Sharon needs to get a title shot, B. I think he'll wet the floor with Rowan and Caustic together. Be nigga tag team, that nigga pause. He'll be both them niggas in the same night, man. Cerrone, I'm fucking Cerrone, man. I'm just being real, son. Just being real.
Yeah, I feel you. Cerrone's nice.
Cerrone came. My nigga, Cerrone had no filler. There was like absolutely no filler.
None.
I didn't sit there like, okay. Cerrone had my attention. Like, oh shit, he had my antennas up. Like, all right, Cerrone, you're not coming to fuck around, B. I see you out there.
At
so Cerrone 3-0 for
at
me,
all.
Bro. No body bag.
Cerrone
3-0.
Cerrone 3-0 over here too, man. Let's be real about it. Shout out to Bullpen Battle League, though. Shout out to John and Don doing it with the battles that
Word.
He was doing. Doing it with his league that he owns. All this shit, man. That's why. And staying humble. Staying humble,
yeah,
too.
On top of it.
John.
On top of it.
Yeah, yeah, real shit. Because it's very easy to get a big head after stuff like that. You see a successful league, things like that. And you're a battle rapper, too. So shout out to John, though, man. Real shit. Bullpen Battle League. Cerrone versus K-Shine is done, man. It's a recap. The PSA
for
recap
sure.
is in. 3-0 Cerrone. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to the next event from them, too. But, man, shout out to everybody listening up. Shout out to New Jersey Twerk.
Word. Shout out to Twerk again, man. Word. Shout out to New Jersey Twerk,
this
man.
Comes out. Get to know the young dude a little bit better, man. That's what we do up here.
Yeah.
Support these young cats when they put in the work coming up.
Mm-hmm.
All that good shit, man. We out here. Shout out to everybody listening. First of all, the Goods interview is up right now. Just know that. Flying right now, Dre. Flying. Crazy.
That's what we do, though. That's what we do. That's what we
That's
do, bro.
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to everybody checking out the
man.
Goods interview. We got some hot fire dropping tomorrow. Just understand that. We got recap.
We got so much shit under talk. It's not even funny, man.
We have about three things dropping tomorrow. We have a recap of a certain card. I'm not going to name that. We have an exclusive with a well-known legend in the hip-hop game coming out tomorrow.
But
you know, he's a friend of the show. You guys will see when that drops. We have an exclusive with a man that very rarely does interviews, but came up on a show yesterday spoke with the guy, you know, big staple in this Midwest movement, that's for sure. And that'll be dropping too. So salute everybody checking it out, man. Subscribing, everybody, all those people, man. We fuck with you heavy, and just enjoy the next shit coming out, man. This is PSA Radio. My bro Dre, do we let him in? G, take us out.
Shout out to my dude, New Jersey Twerk, man. I hope you do your thing, my G. I can't wait to see your battle with Dougie. I hope the hype is real, my nigga. I hope the hype is real. Shout out to my bro Timbo, PSA Podcast. We got mad shit dropping. Still got people talking to us behind the scenes about trying to get on. So, you know what it is, man. 2 weeks has been like, you know? It's only been 2 weeks.
Crazy.
Sunday will be 2 weeks. Tomorrow. You feel
Sunday
me?
Will be 2 weeks. That's right. Sunday will be 2 weeks. Crazy out here. It's crazy out here, man.
Salute
everybody,
man.
Up, man.
You're ready, man.
That's right.
Easy.
We out here.